Hey, and welcome back to the Everyman Drummer Podcast. I'm your host, Will, and we're going to be talking today about Virgin bass drums and the bass drums with the toms mounted on there with the tom mount, the double tom mount. Usually it's a double tom mount, or it could be a single tom mount with a cymbal arm mounted on there, like the old jazz setups of the of yesteryear and that are slowly coming back into popularity today. This is more of a rant from me, I guess it's going to be, because personally, I'd say I don't like Virgin bass drums. And it's just, that's my personal preference on there. It makes it almost like a pain when you're mounting the toms around it. Now, I don't know when this fad started, and it's been going from the last 20 years from what I can remember. I could just think that it started maybe around 20 years ago or so, middle to late 90s up until now, because this is, you know, it's become like everybody's thing to go. Now, there are some drummers that still use the bass drums with the mounted toms on them, which is great. I love seeing that. That's my personal preference. Again, to me, it makes it so much easier to get the tom situated in a certain way. I'm not a fan of a Virgin bass drum, and I've tried them, and just setting up, it just doesn't feel comfortable to me. Now, if there's a sound difference in there, I don't know. People swear that there's more of a sound difference when there's less holes drilled into the shell. It could be maybe that's what they're wanting to hear, or, you know, something that's engraved that your mind hears what it wants, or like your eyes, they see what they want to see. But I think, to me, if you don't notice a sound when you're playing, you know, the drums, the people out in front aren't going to notice it as well. And this is a debatable topic. Again, this is something that probably a lot of you drummers out there are going to disagree or agree with me, or we're just going to just here's the pros and cons of each one of them. To me, there's more cons than there are pros. It may be the pro for you, it would be more aesthetically pleasing because there's less hardware coming off of the drum and it just looks freer that way. I don't know. To me, the ease and convenience. Again, when you're gigging around and you don't have a drum tech, when it comes with just carrying a bass drum with toms, two rack toms mounted, and may possibly a cymbal arm, that's already your floor space. It's gone right there. You don't have to worry about moving stands. You know, you don't have to, your footprint is significantly smaller. And to me, that's a lot easier because you need to get in and out of that gig as quickly as possible, especially when you're sharing the gig with other bands. You want to move off that stage quickly. So just to pick up a bass drum that has two rack toms on it and possibly a cymbal arm on there, that's your freeing up all that time to get your band off the stage and to get the next band up there quickly, especially if time, and a lot of the times when you're playing a multiple build gig, there's time involved and everybody just wants to move quickly. You know, everybody's attention span is really, really short these days, hence technology and why, you know, I see people that are walking down the street next to each other instead of having a conversation with that person, they're texting them or something like that. But when it comes to a multiple build gig, you want to get your band off as quickly as possible, and then the other band needs to get on that stage at just as quick too. So this is where you hear a lot of drummers, they scale down their kits. I usually don't. It depends on what is going on, and I usually take the big kit with me. But everything is so compact. It's like everything is, I got multiple things mounted on different stands. And again, this is where the bass drum with the tom mount, with the double tom mount or single tom mount or whatever you have on there, comes in handy. With the Virgin bass drum mount, yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. There is nothing drilled into the shell. You've got your bass drum, your spurs, however many lugs you have on that bass drum, and that's it. That's an extra drum. Now, this is where the complications come in. It's a complication. To some of you guys out there and ladies, it's probably not a complication. Maybe you just like it better because, again, aesthetics is what you're looking for. And if that's what you're looking for, then that's great. I'm not here to tell you that that's wrong or in any way. It's you're the drummer. It's your gig. Do whatever you want. Do what you want. Do what you feel is going to be what you're going to be able to do to convey to that crowd your feelings. You know, it's all personal here. It's just that this is about you guys. It's not about what I do or anything. I'm just sharing my thoughts on what goes on when I'm, you know, playing the drums and whatnot. But the other aspect, again, if so, there we go to the virgin drum. It's just the bass drum. So it's going to take up that footprint there. Now, when it comes to mounting the toms, however many toms you have is going to be up to you whether or not you're going to have to lug the extra stands. And we all can agree, lugging more stands, you know, we're going to have that's more weight added to that hardware bag. And nobody loves, you know, everybody hates the weight that's on those things, especially me. That's when I finally got the one with the wheels on there. It made everything a whole hell of a lot easier. But again, when now we're talking, now you need either boom stands. I've seen people do it with straight stands. It's harder with straight stands, and I use a lot of straight stands. On my kit, I only have one boom stand on there, and the rest are straight stands. It just, to me, that just looks, it's better. It looks nicer that way. And again, everything is doubled up. We'll get into that topic another day. But when you're setting up your drums with a virgin bass drum, it's you got the bass drum by itself, and now comes in, I got to get the tom mounts, the toms, you know, suspended. So either you're mounting it on its own double tom stand, you know, so it's slightly angled, or if you're doing the traditional two above the bass drum, you're using a cymbal stand with possibly a double tom stand or another cymbal stand or a separate single arm stand. This is where it gets complicated. So depending on what you guys are using, you know, the gear is there. Yes, you probably have more flexibility. I'm not sure. When I set up, I had the little practice kit that I have has a virgin bass drum on it. And it seems like I'm limited when I'm angling toms, and I did set up for a while. It was a traditional five-piece drum set for a little bit where the two rack toms were suspended over the bass drum, and I found myself limited to the setup and the angle of the drums. It just felt limited in a certain aspect that I couldn't get them angled quite the way that I was used to with the toms already mounted on the bass drum. So, if that makes any sense, I mean, go ahead and shoot something out this way. If you guys know what I'm talking about, just hit a comment over there on the comment section of the podcast, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Quick break on that. We're now available on iTunes, so check that out there and rate, review, subscribe. That helps us out here. Again, available on a few different platforms, Spotify, the Anchor, Pocket Casts. So wherever you guys listen to your podcasts, hit that subscribe button there and let's keep the conversations going. So anyway, back to the bass drum situation. When I set it up, I just felt very limited on, you know, setting up the toms. It just was, to me, it was just, I couldn't get the right angle on there. And then when I would go, it was an identical setup to what I was taking on the gig. My practice kit was always set up at home, and then the touring rig was, they were putting their cases in storage, so that was always there for when the gig would start to go. So playing on the practice kit, granted the drums were slightly smaller on that one, it was a 10 and a 12 rack tom with a 14-inch floor tom. And the regular kit had the 12 and the 13 rack tom and the 16-inch floor tom. So, you know, the drum sizes were obviously different. So playing on the practice kit, just doing the regular stuff on the practice kit and then translating that over to the live, it was a little bit different because the angles were different. So this is where that debate comes in on the virgin bass drums. Now, granted, it looked pretty cool set up at home, but on stage with the eye pleasing with the toms mounted on top of the bass drum, it's always a good thing for me to look at. So again, I've always felt limited when the toms were not directly mounted to the bass drum, and you have to fight with cymbal stands, and then getting the angle on the boom stands was always the one, because if you angle it wrong, you've got to try to supplement the weight on one side, because one side starts leaning in, you have the risk of it falling over, and then that's just a disaster right there. But I never did take that kit on the road, simply for that reason. I was paranoid that the stands would fall over if they're not set up right. But again, that's the other thing that I have with the Virgin bass drums, and everything being, you know, always with the toms not being mounted on the bass drum, and then they're mounted onto a separate cymbal stand, and you know, you just disasters waiting to happen. So that's the way that I always viewed it. So with that being said, that's why I've always gravitated toward the bass drums with the tom mounts on there. And now it seems like it's coming harder and harder to come by. Just recently, I was looking at Sweetwater.com. Great site for ordering drum equipment and any other type of music equipment, by the way. I was looking at possibly, maybe sometime in the far future, purchasing yet another drum kit. I was looking at DW Collector Series drum kit. Now, I'm not endorsed by DW. That's just the brand that I've played for so long, starting with the Pacific Series PDP drums. And, you know, I've said this before, PDP and DW, it's the Lexus and Toyota of it. So you'd look at the one has more bells and whistles than other one, and the other one doesn't, and you get your custom options, and PDP starting to come up with custom options here and there. But back to the story, I was looking at a couple of DW class collector series drums, and I was looking at them, and a lot of them are coming with the Virgin bass drum. So I shot an email quickly to my sales rep over at Sweetwater, and I asked them, I go, is there any way that we could get, you know, a DW Collector Series drum set ordered in with a bass drum mount on, with a double tom mount mounted on the bass drum, because I'm not a fan of Virgin bass drums. So waited a couple days, he sent back an email, and he showed me this picture of a beautiful DW Collector Series drum set with the beautiful double tom mount on the bass drum, and I was so happy for seeing that they are still making those upon request. Now, here's the one thing that I like about the DW tom mounts when they mount them on the bass drum, so you're not, they're not getting drilled directly into the shell. So like in the old days, and some of the other companies still do this now, where you have the center post that goes into the bass drum, so you can adjust it for going up and down. What I like about the DW one is it's on a slider rail. So it's like a little rail mounted right in the middle of the drum. You guys have all probably seen it. You can slide the double tom arm front to back to give you more of that positioning on there, more options per se. Something that Simon Phillips, who uses the double tom mounts mounted on his bass drums, but he has them pushed back so far front, he has them to the front of the bass drum, that so he has a better mounting angle on them. And he said he always liked it because of the versatility that he can get with being able to mount it. So I was happy to see that some of the pros out there, some of our heroes, are still using that, you know, that for their mounting of the tom-toms, for the rack toms. And like I said, you have more versatility, you have more options there. So getting back to the Sweetwater story, I saw that and I was just like, I was very happy. And the other thing that was there was the size of the bass drum. I'm a big fan of the 20-inch bass drum. 22s is like, that's as probably as big as I'll go, but when you start getting the 24s and 26s and the big guys, that's not for me right there. Again, that's just the personal preference there. To me, 20 and 22 is like the mecca of bass drums, at least for me. So, and when you have an option to have the mounted double tom mount on there, it's gonna open up a world of possibilities for when you're mounting those toms, and especially playing gigs. Quick load-ins and load-outs are what you want. So I again, I was really brought to joy that yes, they do still make them, but if they could always make them, give the guy the option if they want. I'd like to see the drum companies produce, roughly half. I know Yamaha still has them mounted on there. Atama has a. I haven't seen any recently with the tom mounts on there except for Simon Phillips, but he's you know he's he's that's he can get whatever he wants. Got a lot of guys moving to the racks again. The racks are not my favorite thing. We'll talk about that on another episode here. But to see that DW still offers that, it's great because again, although I am not endorsed by DW, they're one of my favorite companies, and I've always relied on those drums. Never let me down. Being not endorsed for drummers out there that are not endorsed, we have that freedom to play whatever we want. And I've always thought that I want to try a different drums just because I want to try just for the sound, And one of the things that for a while there drew me away from PDP and DW. PDP offers a lot of the double tom mounts, but I always want to get you always want to set your standard height. If you there's a dream drum kit out there that you wanna play that you've never thought you would, you set your goal that one day you're gonna own one of those. So me one day wanting to own a DW always saw that the fact that a lot of those come with the Virgin bass drums really, drew me away from all of that, and I was more in tune with trying to switch it to try a different drum company that already had it just for convenience, and then raise your eye to the heavens and the gates and the sun rays blast down, and it just shines up on an email when you see that picture of that beautiful DW Collector Series kit with the godsend beautiful double tom mount on the bass drum. It's just like, all right, now we don't have to go and try something else just for convenience like that. But I thought I'd share my thought on the Virgin bass drum versus the bass drum with the double tom mount on there. Again, this is all perspective from me, sharing my perspective and what I've seen in the drum industry, and this is my rant. This is or rant or maybe my thought on it. I'd love to really see some of the drum companies, especially the big hitters. I know a lot of the independent custom guys, the independent drum companies that are out there, the SJCs, the Chicago drum companies, guys like that, the Boom Alley drum guys, they'll put whatever you want on there. You want three different tom mounts on a bill, they'll put them on there. They're just all about serving us as the drummer. But the bigger guys, you got the they're moving to possibly just to having this the Virgin bass drums, and maybe it'd be nice to see an equal amount of Virgin bass drums being produced along with the bass drums with the double tom mount on the drum itself. That it'd be nice to see the equal fry that way. There's the guys and gals like me that like the double tom mount on the bass drum, and we have that option to still purchase or choose. And then for everybody else that loves the Virgin ones, and they have that option for that as well, to just level the playing field for some of the other companies. Again, this is not my way of telling you that it's wrong or that this is how it should be, because we're all here for the same thing. We just want to play drums and make music. So with that being said, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Everyman Drummer podcast. Now, I'm not going to repeat what you guys already heard on the on other podcasts that you're probably listening to. You guys know the drill: like, subscribe, rate, review, rant, voice your complaints, all of that. So, and remember, every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time, there's a new episode of the Everyman Drummer podcast released every Friday morning at 10 a.m. I release them every Friday morning, unless otherwise specified. So, meaning that maybe one, I might overload you with, if there's a topic that I really feel great about and it's in my head, I'm gonna release it during the middle of the week, like maybe on a Wednesday or something. But so we just want to keep the conversations going. If you guys have any comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out at me on Twitter at Will Geronimo, and we can go from there. Love to hear from some of you guys out there and gals that are listening to the podcast. Again, remember to like and review and subscribe to it. It helps me out here. It helps get the word out. It's thinking that, you know, I'm having the coming from my perspective, maybe I am connecting with some of you drummers out there, and maybe I'm not, but be nice to have some of you, the every man, every woman drummers out there, contact me and see what you guys, what makes you guys tick in the industry, or what you guys don't like. I'll discuss that. Whoever sends it my way, you'll get a shout out on the podcast, but we'll keep it going. This is an open conversation. Again, it's like if you run into another drummer at a drum show and you just start talking to them, the conversations tend to last for a very, very long time. So until next time, you guys be safe out there, keep drumming, and we will talk to you soon. See ya.